unforgettable. That's what a son or a daughter is to a parent. No matter what we've done, no matter where we've been. God uses that analogy, the love of the parent for a child, over and over in his word to express to you and me his love for us. In the book of Isaiah, Zion says, "But the Lord has forgotten me. The Lord has forsaken me." And God's reply is, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and not have compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I can never forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." And that was written not to a people who had never sinned. On the contrary, that was written to a people who had failed him time and time again. When we receive this very undeserved gift, God then declares you and me, no matter what we've done, to be clean, forgiven, and totally worthy of his favor on our lives. It's a pardon that extends to all past, present, and even future sins and failures. You see, the God of the universe is also the father of the prodigal. We are the prodigals, and we have left the father for the far country. And the far country represents our sin, no matter how small, no matter how great. There might be something in your life way years back that no one else knows about because you fear if they did, they would surely reject you. Perhaps something that haunts you, something that if you could just go back and do it over, you would do it so differently. But you can't. And so, at the end of ourselves, we turn to face the Father with our speech prepared, knowing that forgiveness is far too much to ask, but hoping for just a corner, perhaps, of the servant's quarters. And then something incredible happens. The Father, at first sight of us, runs, not walks, he runs to us, snatches us up in his arms, and all is forgiven. It seems the God of the universe could arrange to have a little more dignity. But when it comes to you and me, he seems to throw away all restraint. And you and I may say, "No, wait, if you knew all there is to know about me, you would not be so eager to receive me." And he says, "I know all. All is forgiven." You see, he's too busy putting a ring on our finger, a fine new robe on our back, killing the fatted calf and shouting, "My child is back." And that's why it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable too.